Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za. You can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels, and the podcast is on fmr.co.za. I remember a time when a GPS for driving was the coolest bit of tech there was. Today, the best in-car navigation is, without a doubt, the phone you already own. So when somebody recently asked me which GPS to get, I immediately knew they had a special use case. For the wackiest of us adventurers, myself included, sometimes the best option is Garmin's Montana series, mainly because it combines an excellent GPS and battery life with, at least on the premium units, Garmin's inReach satellite two-way emergency technology to allow for rescue and evacuation if need be. This allows for one device where two would previously have been needed. Now, if you're in the USA or Canada, don't bother with that. Just use your iPhone for the same satellite emergency comms and for GPS. For the rest of us in the rest of the world, and in Africa in particular, that bird won't sing. Now to the special use cases that apply to me, which means nav in a non-CarPlay or Android auto-enabled 4x4, or worse still, on a motorcycle. My first attempt at this was to mount an iPad I already own via RAM mount, and I already had some RAM mounts, but I just needed the bracket, into my 4x4. Success. This worked. From there, Bluetooth to the car radio. Job done. Then the adventure motorcycle bug bit, and I did an epic trip with BMW's archaic Navigator 6, which ticks a few buttons, but not all. So off I went in search of new tech. The iPad is useless, you see. Not tough enough and definitely not dust or water resistant, and a phone or iPad in a tank bag overheats and the screen is illegible. There are a bunch of motor-specific solutions like the Chiggy, and BMW apparently has a new system about to launch. However, this would leave me with an expensive device for the motorcycle and no 4x4 solution, and good software is the important thing, and I didn't want to buy it twice. I found the answer. I bought a Samsung Tab 3 Active. Compact enough for the bike, big enough for the 4x4, legible in bright light, touchscreen, excellent battery life, great processor, takes a SIM card, and does all the stuff. For the motorcycle, it gets freemium software called DMD2 that allows it to act as a dashboard, and with a cheap OBD2 Bluetooth sensor, it can give you metrics like a fuel gauge and lean angle for most modern vehicles. You even get remote for the thing so you can keep your hands on the handlebars, and it integrates with whatever GPS software you want to use, and there's great stuff that does contour maps and the like, and it is agnostic for which particular software you want to use. On the road, you can revert to Waze or Google Maps or Apple Maps or whatever you happen to like. And if you're off-road, there are some fantastic apps. More on that another day. And RAM, the mount guys that I was talking about earlier, even make a bracket and charger and holder, which you get two different versions, lockable and not lockable, that allows you to use the pins embedded in the side of the Samsung Tab for charging, and you can do that instead of the usual cable-fed USB-C. It's brilliant, and now I am OEM brand agnostic for fancy GPS in 4x4s and motorcycles. And I bought the Samsung Tab 3 Active used in new condition and saved a fortune. It cost me about 10% of going the fancy route all in. And that's it for this week. Think out of the box. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, drop me a line. Email david@fmr.co.za or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondE. And the podcast of this and previous shows is, of course, on fmr.co.za.